Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today says that global growth is expected to lag this year and next. The OECD lowered its forecast for global growth this year to 2.7% and 3.6% for next year. In May, it had predicted 3.1% and 4% growth, respectively. Private exporters today reported to USDA export sales of 240,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2014-15 marketing year, which begins next September. USDA, after the closing bell yesterday afternoon, released its latest crop progress report for the week ending November the 19th. The numbers look like this. Corn harvested 91% versus 84% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 86%. Soybeans harvested 95% versus 91% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 96%. Winter wheat conditions look like this. Good to excellent, 63%, down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 30%, poor, 5%, and very poor, 2%. Campbell Soup's first quarter net income tumbled 30% on declining U.S. soup sales and rising costs. Campbell earned $172 million, or 54 cents a share. That's down from $245 million, or 78 cents a share, a year earlier. U.S. soup sales declined 6% in the quarter as retailers adjusted their inventory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 15,945, it's up 7 points. The NASDAQ, 3381, down 2.25. And the S&P 500 is 1786, also down 2.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is likely to experience another storm system, somewhat similar to that which occurred over the weekend. At this time, the new storm system will get underway tomorrow night and continuing Thursday, with dry weather expected already late in the day Thursday in the western Corn Belt, and eastern areas will be drying out Friday morning. It'll be a fast-moving system, but it'll have a lot of moisture with it because the temperature contrast across the region is going to become rather significant. We're expecting warm conditions to occur in the southeastern part of the Midwest ahead of this frontal system, and temperatures in the northwest are going to become bitterly cold. This is a cold air mass that's been building up in Canada for the past several days, and the temperatures are getting colder almost on a daily basis. We're going to be seeing some sub-zero readings for low temperatures in the northern U.S. Plains and a part of the upper Midwest as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period, and that's going to be the time in which we will see the drier air moving back across most of the Midwest. Snow will precede the coldest air. The northern plains will see most of their snow occurring probably tomorrow night into Thursday morning. The rest of the upper Midwest and part of the central plains will see most of their snow occurring late tomorrow night, more likely during the day on Thursday. The majority of that area from Nebraska and northeast Colorado into Minnesota will probably see some 1 to 4 inch accumulations with local totals upwards to 6 inches. That will be sufficient snow coverage for all of the northern plains and the northwestern Corn Belt to protect winter wheat that's planted up there across parts of the northern half of the plains against temperatures that will be getting bitterly cold. We do expect sub-zero temperatures to occur in the snow-covered areas in the northern plains as we get into Friday and Saturday mornings. and we'll probably see single digits and teens occurring southward into Nebraska, Colorado, and northwestern Kansas. Well, back in the heart of the Midwest, it'll be turning a lot colder as well, with low temperatures dropping into the teens and 20s. Afternoon highs during the colder days this coming weekend will run mostly 20s and 30s in the north, and 30s and perhaps a few lower 40s in the south. Exception will be in the northwestern Corn Belt, where a few locations will probably experience high temperatures limited to the teens. And looks as though the warmer air will come back into the region a little bit later next week. But as it does, it might set off yet another precipitation potential. Right now, the models are all favoring the southern portions of the U.S. from the southern plains into the Delta and southeastern states. But I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some of this precipitation lifted more to the north as we get into next week. And we'll look how the future forecast models change as each new run comes around. The expectation here is that the moisture totals across the Midwest will be great enough to set back field work once again. It looks like moisture totals across the region from Missouri and southeastern Iowa into Michigan and Ohio probably run anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch, with some local totals over 1 inch, likely from the Delta into parts of southern Illinois, Indiana, and southwestern Ohio. The rainfall is likely to set back field work once again, and so will the snow, for that matter, and we'll likely see some improving conditions taking place next week. But with the colder temperatures around, it's not going to dry out very well. But those areas that stay below freezing for a couple of days will see the topsoil firm up, and that might allow field work to resume even in the wettest areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. A quick programming note. I had a chance late last week at the National Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City to talk to USDA Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and ask him the potential for passage of a new five-year farm bill before the end of the year. We'll get his extended answer this afternoon on the closing market report, that getting underway at 2:06 this afternoon.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the Farm Doc Project at the University of Illinois, holding a series of five Illinois Farm Economic Summit meetings December 16th through 20th to discuss and analyze the most pressing economic issues facing Illinois producers. Registration and details at farmdoc.illinois.edu.
Let's check and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 697 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. Soft December is 646, up 3 3/4. December corn, 412 and a quarter, up a quarter. July is 436 and a half, down a quarter. January soybeans, 1286 and 3/4, now 87 even, down a half. July, 1254 and a quarter, down 3/4. December soybean meal, 415, down 80 cents. December soybean oil, 4012, up a penny. December live cattle, 131.65, down 25. November feeders, 164.57 and a half, down 27 and a half. And December lean hogs are 85.27 and a half, and they are down 32 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Another day of the corn market grinding lower in the front month December contract. We continue to seek out a bottom, don't we?
Yeah, we hit a new low yesterday at 11.5. Last night we had a new one at 10 3/4. Right now we're up a half cent. We were up 3 cents when we started back going again at 8:30. Back and forth, I think we're in a range, continuing to look for new lows. I don't know that we'll have the lows for a while yet. Beans, one day up, one day down. Yesterday we were up 7 to 8 while the corn was down that 9 to 10. Today beans have been up about 5 and down about 5. Right now we're down a penny or two. Wheat's the strong one, up 2 to 3. The good to excellent rating was worse. We are tighter supplied here than the rest of the world, and that's helped support the wheat, and the wheat's helped hold corn a little bit today.
So if corn continues its lower grind, where might it find some stability? Because I think you got soybeans in a range,
yep,
a pretty defined range sideways.
Yeah, 1275 to 1320 in beans. They get back over 13, you sell them. You get down to close to 1270, you buy them. That's the nearbys. corn, I think you're still looking, we hit 10 and three quarters yesterday, you're looking at 5, and then you're looking at 398 on the upside. If they get back to 420, I think that's quite a ways. In the nearby, you get to March, you get to 430, you sell them, and I think we're going to see something close to the 4 in the next month on the, you know, on them if we don't go through the 4.
So what you're saying to me is that if there is going to be a producer selling, that the cash side is going to have to do it. Base is going to have to do the heavy lifting.
Right. Example, today I had a guy down near the Ohio River in Illinois. They were paying him, offering him 40 over on beans. He didn't say what they had on corn. I think he already sold all of his corn. But that's going to happen in a lot of places where they need it. They're going to be bidden. And it's the board might not be doing a lot of the work. It might be just the cash basis.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one, Dave.
You too. Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 413, up 1. July, 437 and a quarter, up a half. January soybeans are 1285, down 2.5, now down 3. July is 1253 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. December soybean meal is 413.70, down 210, now down $2. December soybean oil is 4010, down a penny. Soft December wheat, 645 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. And hard red winter wheat for December is 696 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.